My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss diet and exercise. So listen and enjoy.
See, you people think you can put me down? You got no idea what I'm capable of doing to myself. Pip is in all her glory. She's now wet the chair twice for two different reasons. She's taken off the glasses. She's covered her eyes, much like a woman who has sex with me.
See, the thing is, unfortunately, you folks can't. We're not filming. But the thing is, the dialogue is funny, but I'm not really laughing at that. I'm laughing at him as he reads it, yes. As he's getting pissed.
I was pissed when I read it the first time.
Look at you. You read it.
I don't like this at all.
You look like a tomato.
My girlfriend is saying mean things. I love her. She's supposed to love me.
But she's trying. She wants you to look just so and be healthy.
And that's why I think the chick's real.
This is why it's killing me, is because you're getting so angry. And then you start throwing yourself under the bus making fat jokes.
Where the hell is the chick that's supposed to woo me? Where all of a sudden I'm Miss Flory in crappy poetry.
Yes. Where's that crappy Hallmark stuff?
Yes. I want to be loved.
Hey, now that it's a relationship and we're being honest, I gotta let you down. You know, you gotta tone up there.
Wow.
You know, what if we go meet my mother?
She won't promise to share a room with him until he drops a few. God.
There you go.
Well, they're gonna need a bigger room.
Yeah.
She goes, chocolate is good, but too much is bad. Don't know about cheese. I go, cheese? How long have you wanted to call me a fat ass? She goes, wanted to take you to take care of yourself. More, it's like you are working too hard and neglecting yourself, which shouldn't be so.
Well, now she's trying to turn it around and make it sound caring after she's been beating your fat ass for like...
It's quite the target, apparently.
Yeah.
A page or two.
The gravy train is backing off, heading to McDonald's.
Well, there's gravy. Hold on, train.
Yeah.
Tom says, apparently, according to Belinda, he won't fit under the bus.
I'll translate that because Pip was inhaling herself. Apparently, according to Belinda, he won't fit under the bus.
How can I throw you under the bus if you can't fit?
I continue. I go, of course I work hard, because everybody's depending on me. You are as well. I didn't know you thought I was ugly, though. She goes, don't think you're ugly. I think you are cute, but you are not taking good care of yourself. It's making me out of shape. I go, well, you can have a guy who works like crazy to try to get you the life you want, or you can have a guy that spends his time in the gym, but you can't have both, at least not with me. She goes, or I can have you who works hard and at least works out a little bit.
Could you just jump on a treadmill for like 4 minutes?
Could you stop?
Just give the attempt that you're trying to work out.
By the way, let's step back. How does this help her scam?
It doesn't.
Joe, you always seem to take a look at things from a different angle, and you always shed light on things. Joe, how does this help the scam? I'm not feeling good about things.
I think that she wants to reel you in, you know.
This is not the way to reel me. I want to be reeled like a fish, not a whale.
I've been saying for the past 10 minutes, looks like things are really getting serious now, and she wants you to look just so.
I don't like this at all.
What if you want to start hitting all the social events in Ghana, you know? She's got to make an appearance.
Oh, yes,
she can't take me to the ball because apparently I am the ball.
Those big society events. Oh, my God.
You're bigger than the village. No, seriously.
You're bigger than the village.
I go, I do. This is getting us nowhere. I understand everything you have said. She goes, okay, that's the only thing I can say, I guess. I go, no, feel free to tell me what else you think. You have my attention
now.
Oh,
I can see that. We have our thing in this country. It's called the Fat Ox Challenge.
Not pleased. Don't like this show at all.
The fat yak challenge. Yeah, right?
Now, if I yak more, maybe I wouldn't be so fat.
There you go.
Hi, I'm a scammer. You're ugly and fat. Can I have your money? That's what the chat says.
Yes, this is a terrible romance.
It's a terrible
Which
line.
Makes me think she's real. Yeah. I go, she goes, have nothing else to say. Have told you what's on my mind. I go, okay. You know, as far as internet boyfriends go, I've seen the other guys you were courting, and I would it could have been much worse than me.
You see, now this is, but you know what? I just thought of something. She really is blowing it here, because basically, if you wanted to really win, I would say, you know, you could really backpedal and go, you know, but beauty, I love you. the weight and, you know, fat and a goatee has nothing to do with all of this stuff.
Why does my goatee keep coming up from you?
Because it's a little bit of me chiming it. But
that was more about Joe.
What's wrong with the goatee?
Nothing. Stop it.
No wife likes the goatee.
Stop it, self-conscious. So
I'm being ripped apart by a woman who barely knows me.
I know, but you know what? She
and
she,
the chat.
Yeah.
Well, that goes without saying. They've been waiting for this.
Oh, it's like Christmas morning for
Tom,
these folks.
Yeah, Tom is opening his Christmas package with sweet smile. Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to hear Tom opening any packages, okay?
But she really should say...
Especially if he's smiling about it. Put the package away, Tom.
Well, he said he took a good pounding last week.
He likes a good pounding.
Yeah. I said that, and he said, no, not really. But he took it like a man anyway.
There's a boy. But she really should be saying, you know, what weight really isn't important, that, you know,
yes,
your love,
yeah,
and stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Yes, Joe, yes. You know? I go, so how many guys were you courting on the internet? She goes, not that many. I go, well, I saw the ones on the Agnes page. What other ones were there? She goes, only that one. I go, yet you picked the incredible blob. I'll just be here eating a chocolate cake. She goes, be expecting me. I go, expecting you to what? Bye. I go. She goes, expecting me to be back. I go, hopefully I'll be thinner as my pudgy little fingers can barely fit on the keyboard. Combine this with my elderly eyes that can barely see the screen, and I'm a hot mess. How blessed I am that you are that you tolerate such imperfections. Truly a saint.
I am just so enjoying listening to you berate yourself. It's so
now,
funny. It's
now
so
what
out of character.
Now, how much?
Never need.
I know.
I love me.
Dude, how much weight have you lost?
About 20. I've been about 20 for
all
a while.
All right. Have you posted any new pictures on Facebook now?
No, I really haven't.
You got to.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to.
I don't want to do the before, and not until I have Padula abs.
Well, we're not going to make you pull up your shirt like you're...
Make me? Who says I don't want to?
But if she sees
you
losing weight,
you know?
She sees you losing weight, she might go, wow, holy cow, he's buying into this.
Oh, man, I don't know if I can say this. What's in the chat? Will Davin be able to finger this African with his pudgy fingers? And then the other...
Who said that?
Guess.
All right.
He has a title.
Yeah, that's my fingers. Fell down, six pack.
and Morgan says she might like that.
Well, yeah, because my fingers have the girth. I don't have to shock. One in each will do.
There you go.
The bigger the thumbing, the more of the coming. See, that's what
you're gonna... That's awesome.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.